From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
It is 7:19, 6 below. This is Wildcat News. Good morning and welcome to both of you. We're talking off mic that this is just always a busy time. Every day is new. Every day is busy. We have Travis Sprague in studio, our first guest this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Just to clarify, what's your title? What are your roles? What's a typical day in the life of Mr. Sprague?
So, high school principal. Every day is different. We're really struggling with routine right now as we have all these late starts, no schools. So really just helping support the staff and the students with what is this day going to look like? But we're going to have an awesome day today.
Good. Late start today. Yeah, but hopefully we get a full day in tomorrow and the rest of the week. The forecast looks really good. But, you know, it's been downright cold.
It has been. Last week we had the snowstorms, just trying to keep all of our students safe. Just a quick plug, tomorrow we do have our second day of parent teacher conferences. So at the high school, we start at 3:30 and end at 7:30.
To that, the late starts and no schools, what's the procedure? How do you move forward from that?
So at the high school, we just shorten our classes down. We really look within our classes, what's the most essential things that our students need to learn so that we can keep them on track. We're also cognizant of if we planned a big assignment, a big test, and the day is shortened, maybe look into that next day and sometimes even that next week for how can we best support our students and be realistic about what can be accomplished in that time frame.
Again, never a dull moment.
Never. It's an exciting week. It's FFA week. Mm-hmm. So if we collect enough cans, we got to collect 100 cans, Mrs. Goodnow and myself actually have to kiss a pig. That's the deal that we made with Ms. McDougall, our FFA instructor, our ag teacher. We're excited about the opportunity to raise the funds and get the cans to kiss a pig.
And we're just talking a smooch on the cheek.
You know, that really hasn't been described to us in depth. We might take different tacks, but that's my plan at least.
So what's the goal if you collect enough cans? What's the magic number?
So it's at least 100, and we can donate to our local food pantries and our fuel program to really help support the community. That's the ultimate goal.
You're looking for non-perishable cans of food.
Absolutely, yes.
It's 100 cans each or 100 cans total?
So we said total. I have been really trying to advocate to the students and staff in the community. If Mrs. Goodnow can raise that 100 cans, I would be in full support and definitely support that. But it's 100 cans between us.
Okay.
Right now.
One can, 50 students, thumbs up.
It's done, yeah.
Do you get to pick your pig?
So there has been a debate, kind of an internal debate of do we have two pigs? Is it one pig? How is this all going to work? Who is the first to make the move? We don't know.
I'd want to get to know the pig first. Take it to a movie, dinner, something like that.
You know, you're bringing great ideas that okay. We have not thought about.
Way to go. Taking one for the team. That's great. And for a good cause, yes. With the food pantry. What else is going on at the high school level?
You know, we're action-packed with activities right now. Next week, we've got our 7-12 band concert. Today, we've got state wrestling beginning and continuing through Saturday. Tonight, we've got a girls' basketball game at Estherville. And boys' playoff basketball starts next Monday against Algona. There's never a day where there isn't something going on. And that's what makes the high school awesome.
Thank you for sharing. I appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Just so pleasant on this icy, icy morning.
Yeah. I'm sure the teachers, they're going in whether there's a 2-hour delay or not. Or do they stay home as well?
They are encouraged to check their safety and get to school when they feel like it's safe for them to come in. So I would say that, you know, some of our teachers show up. They have students that ride the bus or, you know, attend some building close. So they're close to their contract time of, you know, between 9 and 9:30, I would say. But there's others that they feel good, drive in, their car starts, and they're there at the same time Mr. Sprague and I show up. So yeah, we try to be accommodating when it comes to, you know, this winter stretch that, you know, we want to make sure that we're encouraging that message of safety, make sure that you know, everybody in your family is raring to go, and then do your job second, family first.
Mrs. Goodnow, what's a typical day for you?
So I'm a assistant principal at the high school, and both Mr. Sprague and I are in our second year there. So I'll tell you, just in the utopia world of being a assistant principal and there's no behaviors in the building, I would be checking in with students, setting goals specifically on their attendance. We have a new attendance policy this year from the state. And, you know, I always try to assume positive intentions when the state issues some type of blanket policy for, you know, all of schools. But that would be the ideal world, that I would be checking in with students on their attendance. You know, there's times where we want to always encourage communication. Like if you're sick, make sure your parents are calling you in. If it's a long stretch of sickness, get a doctor's note. We don't want you to be struggling for weeks on end at home. So that would be the number one priority on just an awesome day, that I'm checking in with students and setting goals to have good attendance. That stems into everyday life, that if you have good attendance, you're a great employee. You're just an overall good person. You know, the other part of the day too is just being visible throughout the building. My favorite part of the day, and I mean this, is lunch duty. I love being out with students, because a lot of the times my job is with students that need more assistance, and some of our students don't need that much assistance. So lunch duty is my time to check in with our students who hardly ever make it to the office. They've got perfect attendance. They're doing well in school. So it's my time to encourage them when they're eating our great food at the high school. We have an awesome lunch staff that, you know, on a given day, you can have five different options on what to eat. So shout out to our food ladies that, you know, they try to make sure that they, of course, follow a great dietary formula for the food that they're serving, but make sure they appease teenagers with what they're serving too.
Do you ever have a chance to sit down with the students and eat lunch with them?
So I'm mostly talking. I'm that person that, so sitting is not my forte during lunch duty. I'm walking around and probably interrupting them from eating, but I do, like, there are days they make these awesome salads that I can sit down and eat. And, you know, that's also given the environment and the wave, that we don't have any shenanigans going on. So a lot of our teachers do sit down, though. They get a contractual lunch, but they'll come out and they'll take advantage of some great food, and they'll sit down with students. But yep, I'm a roamer through the lunchroom.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Kind of a little social butterfly, saying hi and hello.
Yes,
and checking in with everybody.
That is my strength and weakness. Yes.
Yeah. It's still kind of an upward climb, not really on the other side of the peak yet, where it's downhill into summer activities. But what other things can you talk to us about? What's coming up?
You know, we look ahead right now, especially for our seniors with graduation. They really love these delay days and no school days, because their end date is different than the rest of the high school. So we're hyper focused on our seniors, making sure that they're doing well in their classes and that they're on track to graduate, that they have everything ordered. That was a task yesterday for our secretaries at the high school. They're awesome, awesome ladies that are constantly looking at that list of seniors to make sure that they're able to walk across the stage when it comes to May 18th. So I would say that's one of our big priorities, is making sure every senior that is on track to graduate graduates.
It's that time. Well, thank you both. I appreciate it. Principal Sprague and Assistant Principal Goodnow, thank you very much for coming in. I appreciate you sharing your time. Stay warm.